A'udzu billahi minasy syaithanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa qalat ta'ifatun min ahlil kitabi aminu billadzi unzila 'alal ladzina amanu wajhan nahari wakfuru akhirahu la'allahum yarji'un. Wa la tu'minu illa liman tabi'a dinakum. Qul innal huda hudallah. أن يؤتى أحد مثل ما أوتيتم أو يحاجوكم عند ربكم قل إن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم صدق الله العظيم. We begin with verses 72, 73 and 74 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala described the deceitful nature of the Bani Israel, the Yahud, and also the Nasara in removing verses of their respective kitabs, in changing the interpretations of their kitabs, and in that way contaminating, adulterating the kitabs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed, and the deceitful nature. Here in these verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continue to describe the deceitful nature, and probably this is the height of all deceit, that anyone could try to deceive anyone else insofar as the deen and the religion is concerned. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَقَالَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. A group from amongst the Ahli Kitab said, آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Believe in that which was revealed to those who had been receiving the revelation, the wahi. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is receiving the wahi, that is the wahi of the Quran. So now believe in the Quran, wajhan nahar, in the morning. Wakfuru akhirahu, and then reject, become rejectors at the end of the day. So in the morning, you are going to say that you have brought iman in Allah, in His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the Quran. And then by the evening, you are going to renegade and you are going to turn away. And what is the objective? What is the mission of all of this? And what you hope to achieve? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that they will turn away, they will turn back, referring to the Muslims. Now, it was always an accepted fact that we had the two groups that lived in Arabia, whether it was Makkah, whether it was Medina, but these were the two groups that were there. One was the Arabs, the native Arabs, which were pagans. They believed in idol worship. They had no book, no kitab that was revealed to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other group, the Ahl al-Kitab, and more especially the Yahud, the Arabs had a kind of honor and veneration in their hearts for the Ahl al-Kitab, because they knew in their hearts of hearts that these people were the people of the book. They were people of some kind of education, of kitabs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed in the past. So they had some kind of knowledge, and hence they looked up to them in this aspect of their lives. So here the Yahud sought to take advantage over this situation, that now in the morning, if they come in and they begin to say, and these were in actual fact some of their rabbis, in some narrations there were 3, and in some narrations there were up to 12, that had connived this deceitful behavior, that they would come into Medina Munawwara, they would accept iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of this outwardly, and then by the end of the day, they will turn away from this Islam, and they will rehearse this whole thing, and they will put this whole thing together so that these Arabs will begin to think that here are the learned people. They were convinced in the initial stages about this Islam, but after they brought Iman, they found that there were some differences with regards to Islam. They had some misgivings. So there ought to be some issues with regards to wa na'udhu billah, the Quran Sharif itself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so la'allahum yarji'un, so that these Muslims would then turn away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now can we ask the question then, that can man stoop to such a low level that he would want to deceive the Nabi of Allah? He would want to try to deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself, and he would devise such plans and such plots. And then he thickens. Allah says, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ, that none believes except that person or those who follow your deen. In other words, no one ought to know about this plot except those that are very close to you, those who followed the deen of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They are the only ones that need to know that all of this is a window dressing, all of this is all outward. The iman that we are, so to say, professing is just a lip service to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, but nothing has entered our hearts. All this is a plan and all this is a ploy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds that this plan of yours, this plot of yours is an absolute failure, because there is a rule insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, and that rule is قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that real and true guidance is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the books of Allah, all this act that you are putting up is not hidayat and it is not guidance. And the guidance that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah ta'ala that has guided the believers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will remain firm because this is the guidance from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will continue to guide them. Yes, if they did not have a sincere intention of bringing iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then obviously that was not the guidance from Allah, and the result of it would have been that they would also be deviated. So this plan is bound to fail and it will never be in operation. And history has the best testimony to the fact that none of the believers, those that followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even wavered in the slightest bit at this misdeed or misconduct of the Ahl-e Kitab or the rabbis of the Ahl-e Kitab. Ayyuta ahadum mithla ma utitum o yuhajjukum inda rabbikum. Why do they do all of this? It is because of the jealousy. They make a mockery of themselves, they make a mockery of the deen. Allah Ta'ala says this jealousy of theirs, ayyuta ahadun, that a person be given mithla ma utitum, the likes of what you have been given. In other words, now because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has come from the Banu Ismail, he has come from the progeny of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, he has been given the likes of what you have been given, that is wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a shari'at from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you have become jealous, now you have become annoyed and angered. So you are doing all of this. The truth and the reality is, you know that he is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not who has received the nubuwat, which offspring or which lineage. It is who has sent the nubuwat and whose kitab. And of course, your allegiance ought to be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O yuhajjukum inda rabbikum. Or then they will prevail over you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you know that the shariat of Islam is the final shariat. That you know that this Quran is the final wahi. You know that this Nabi is the final Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has prevailed over you. And of course his deen is going to continue till the day of Qiyamah. All of this knowledge you have. قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ. Further fortify it and say that certainly al-fadl, the grace, all of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants the grace to whomsoever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala so desires, whether it is in the form of wahi, revelation, nubuwat, iman, all of that is in the eyes, in the hands of Allah. Wallahu wasi'un alimun, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is wasi'. Allah Ta'ala is all-embracing. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all-knowing. And hence, because of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant to whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَعَ. Nubuwat, prophethood, the choice of it all lies in the hands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala chooses بِرَحْمَتِهِ for His mercy whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala desires. Allah Ta'ala had singled out our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from all the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to be the last and the final Nabi of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah had chosen him to be the last Nabi to receive this Kitab, the Quran. And Allah Ta'ala had chosen his deen to prevail right till the day of Qiyamah. And there is no one that can change it. So no matter how much these Yahud can connive, and no matter how much they try to be treacherous, but of course the deen of Allah Ta'ala will prevail, and Allah Ta'ala chooses whomsoever Allah Ta'ala wants to. Wallahu dhul fadlil azim, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most gracious, most mighty. In other words, for that grace Allah Ta'ala chooses whomsoever Allah Ta'ala so desires. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.